when push comes to shove, is an expression that originated in African American usage in the 19th century, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Rock music picked up on the phrase. The Grateful Dead recorded a remake of the song in 1987, and the refrain goes, "When push comes to shove, you're afraid of love. When push comes to shove." When push comes to shove, we take an action we have been postponing, avoiding, or dreading. The shove can come from a friend, a guilty conscience, or a more acute necessity. A push can be gentle, while a shove is a bit more forceful. When shoved, we go where we didn't initially want to go. When push comes to shove, a sheep needs a shepherd. You see, sheep are not the most intelligent of animals. They tend to take off in high risk and self-destructive directions when they see an opportunity. Don't we act the same way sometimes? Consequently, we really need a shepherd. Imagine these contemporary thieves and robbers as threatening our spiritual welfare. Consumerism and endless acquisition, portrayal of sex as cheap, automatic, almost obligatory hooking up, using whatever works in the pursuit of our goals, portrayal of physical pleasure as happiness. Who are the thieves and robbers whose voices we allow to mislead us? What do we hear the voice of the shepherd driving us to? And when do we balk at his pushing and shoving us? A shepherd's crook is used when sheep won't listen to a shepherd's voice and is in danger. The crook can pull, push, or drive the straying sheep to the safety of the fold. Straying often, being driven back, eventually a sheep learns the shepherd's voice. Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep he cares for and keeps from danger. The particular focus on this Good Shepherd Sunday is the question of leadership, as exemplified by the Good Shepherd. Jesus is making a comparison between true shepherds and thieves. The passage implies that he is really contrasting himself with the Pharisees. He is the true shepherd. He is the one the sheep follow. But the religious leaders of his day were not interested and invested in the welfare of the people as Jesus was. Sometimes it feels like a huge sign ought to be posted in every window around the world. Leaders wanted. Such a sign might hang in businesses, in city halls, in schools, and in churches. Everywhere leadership is needed and its absence keenly felt. Today, we definitely need to pray for religious leadership in our church. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we pray for vocations to the priesthood, diaconate, and religious life around the world. Wise, holy, and compassionate ministers of God's grace are in ever shorter supply. So please pray that some of the young folks, maybe even sitting in these pews this morning, will hear this call and generously answer it. But let's not stop there. Let's also pray for wise, holy leaders in all religious denominations and faith traditions, for truly prophetic rabbis in every synagogue, for imams who listen carefully for the benevolent voice of heaven, and for discerning leaders in all the world's religions who speak in the name of the sacred. May all who claim to speak for God be possessed by the spirit of holiness. We all look for leaders who can guarantee our safety and peace. For many people, this means someone who promises well-being and prosperity, someone who will eliminate hardships we face and make life easier for us. We look for someone who will encourage us, affirm us, who will tell us we're on the right path. But this is only half of the responsibilities of leadership, be they political or religious. We need leaders who push and shove us, leaders who challenge us to be our better selves, someone who can show us how to live graciously with the burdens and disappointments we all face in life. We need leaders who will help us to recognize and admit that we are in error and help us to correct it. We need leaders who are honest about the complexities of life and are able to guide us in dealing with those complexities. This past week, I was reading about the voice of leadership in the May 1st issue of America Magazine, the Jesuit Review of Faith and Culture. The editors asked a sample of readers who they think has the strongest moral influence in the United States today. Here's what these readers replied about. A clear front runner in the minds of its readers was the category activists and community leaders. They received 43% of votes, followed by leaders in the media, 20%. When asked to explain why activists and community leaders have such an influential moral voice, the readers highlighted their perceived authenticity. I quote, "People listen to those who are talking the talk and walking the walk. Activists are ordinary men and women with little to gain except the satisfaction of seeing something unjust changed. It has been activists and community leaders who have called us to examine our consciences. Media leaders strongly influence people's ethical views because people hear their message more often than anyone else. While church-going Americans, who are declining, hear the messages of religious leaders about once a week." And although many readers praise the influence of community leaders and activists, when asked who they would choose to have the ultimate moral influence in the United States, most readers, 54%, said religious leaders. Political leaders scored 11%. So who are the true shepherds, the authentic leaders who inspire you in our world today? What is it about them that marks them out as authentic to you? Allow me to do a little pushing and shoving with these two actions for you to take this week. Number one, Spend 10 minutes each day in silence, listening to the voice of Jesus as shepherd. And don't be frustrated if nothing happens right away. Be patient and allow Jesus to speak to your heart. Second, practice discernment when listening to media reports and reading online commentaries. Try to distinguish authentic voices from self-serving ones. And pray for leaders in our churches, communities, our country, and our world, that they will put the needs of others first and act with the wisdom and compassion of Jesus, the model of authentic leadership. So when push comes to shove, whose voice will you listen to and follow?